Hello and welcome to our eighth Game of Life Masterclass session. Okay, so let's begin by creating our safe, sacred space. So just place your feet flat on the floor, and with your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes. And with a really deep breath, just focus your attention on your heart. And now with another deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now just ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now with another deep breath, simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. Now with another deep breath, on the inhale, focus again on your heart. And on the exhale, allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. And we ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart, all that's ours by divine right under grace. And together we broadcast out love of the highest order, healing from within to without. In deepest gratitude, amen. And with eyes still closed, we come together as one with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. And now I ask Florence's spiritual energy and that of the angelic beings of love and light to join us and create a circle of love. Archangel Michael gently takes your hand and guides you to the circle where Florence and I take your hand and complete our circle. And through the ethers of time and space, we come together as one. And now I ask an aspect of you to please step into the center of our circle. And now with a deep breath, The angels and I infuse you with love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. Accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Breathe deeply of this love light. And now once again, rejoin with hands our circle of love. And together we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. Just see roots from your feet go into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart, fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so now we're going to get into our class content. So this week's class dives deep into the 8th chapter of The Game of Life, Intuition and Guidance. In this chapter, Florence speaks of demonstrations, treatments, speaking the word, and asking for and following leads. She gives us clear examples of there being no loss in divine mind. Therefore, what our brain perceives as loss no longer exists when we're in alignment with our superconscious, the divine mind. We no longer feel the separation of loss or lack. Physical world programming and conditioning teaches us to feel that we're separated from something we want to feel. And it does it through that behind-the-scenes diet of fear-based thoughts and evaluations of physical world experiences. In short, relying on the analytical mind that takes in all the pain around us, and if you're an empath, you get hit extra hard by what you observe around you. Now, I believe this method of living our life stems from the separation from the angelic realm, that feeling of separation from the greater consciousness, where we're safe, where there is no pain, where there is only love. Living in a human body begins this illusion of the feeling of separation because we're no longer fluid in spirit. We're babies depending on adults to care for us, and as we grow up, we take on the dualities of this planet, the pain, the suffering, the shame, the feelings of loss and disappointment. It's a perfect storm, if you will, of negative experiences feeding off each other to create a neural pathway of belief hidden in our subconscious that defines who we become. Humans who vibrate at an energetic frequency of anxiety, despair, and fear of the unknown. In short, just fear. We live our lives from a state of fear. We feel stress, which evolves into the state of survival mode. We feel anxious about life, that at its core is living from a definition of the past that sabotages us from creating the future that's ours by divine right. But let's start at the beginning. Florence begins the chapter with, "There is nothing too great of accomplishment for the man who knows the power of his word and who follows his intuitive leads. By the word, he starts in action unseen forces and can rebuild his body or remold his affairs. It is, therefore, of the utmost importance to choose the right words, and the student carefully selects the affirmation he wishes to catapult into the invisible. He knows that God is his supply, that there is a supply for every demand, and that his spoken word releases this supply. Ask, and ye shall receive." Simple statements. But when today's human mind reads this, we immediately work at making this difficult. We get stuck on, what are the right words? What if I say affirmations wrong? What if nothing happens? We listen to the negativity of the pain that's hidden in our subconscious and our inner belief with a dialogue that we've got to know how I'm getting something. That conscious experience. And both of them, the subconscious and the conscious, are being so loud that they drown out the confident knowing of the superconscious. Now, at the end of the chapter, Florence makes this statement. When man takes his spiritual stand, he collects all that's his from the great reservoir of good. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Ooh la la, now that's a promise. So let's strip away all the confusion, translate, and look closely at what Florence is trying to convey. Through the game of life, Florence shows us through her outdated terminology and examples to look within and be aware of our own inner energy. Are we feeling angry, despair, anxious, worried? All fear emotions in some form. Is that what we're feeling? Or do we feel happy, grateful, love energy? Do we believe we deserve to be, do, or have what we want? If you feel an uncomfortable resistance energy in your body at any of these questions, why? Why do you feel resistant fear energy? Explore the energy of that feeling. What do you need to step back as the observer and observe? Because we know and understand that when we observe energy, it reacts differently than when we stuff it. When we observe painful energy, it immediately begins to lose its power over us. Now, we've discussed action steps to stop stuffing uncomfortable feelings and emotions and energy and observe it, process through it, and be free of it. This act of observation begins the transformation of that painful energy. Observations put healing on a fast track. We know that when we immerse ourselves in the vibration of love and gratitude, miracles happen. So when you don't see anything happening and that nagging little voice whispers to you, nothing's happening. Remember that what that inner voice is saying is a lie. Because the moment you experience an emotional thought supported by a passionate emotional feeling, energy that you can't see with your human eye begins to move. It begins to mold and take shape into what you're thinking and feeling. Thought backed with passionate feelings of intention is powerful. And that's why affirmations work. That's why affirmations work. When you combine the thought of the affirmation with the passionate emotional feelings, it becomes an energy container that changes the trajectory of your life. When you embrace the feels of happiness that flood your body when you think of having what you want, you're not faking it till you make it, and you're not lying to yourself. You're stoking and molding the movement of energy behind the scenes to manifest what you want. This acceleration of energy is as real as if you were stoking a fire with a poker, giving the fire more fuel to burn, immersing yourself in the grateful happiness of already having what you want when there's no sign of it in sight, puts a dry log on your manifesting fire and bursts it into flame. The game of life includes example after example of affirmations. You can take Florence's affirmations and reword them to suit what you wish to express. If they don't resonate with you, reword them. Include this or better. Done deal. Thoughts expressed as words spoken aright. Our words, thoughts, and emotions are energy containers that manifest through us every moment of every day. And that manifestation can be something we love or something we don't. Here are two examples of thoughts embodying and moving energy. Florence shared with us in a previous chapter about wanting a rose tree. Her friend placed an order for lilies, but the shop owner sent a rose tree because Florence had put the energy of wanting a rose tree out to the universe. Done deal. She felt the energy, she put it out there, and then she received the rose tree. Well, about 20 years ago or so, I was making the bed in the master bedroom on the second floor of my house when I randomly wondered, if someone is ill on the second floor of their home and they can't walk downstairs, how do paramedics get them down? You're probably seeing where this is going. So the next week, I got food poisoning, dehydrated myself to the point that I passed out, and I was upstairs and couldn't make it down the stairs. An ambulance was called, and I learned the answer to that question. They strap you into a chair and carry you down the stairs. And they will not wait for you to throw up. Even though you tell them, they will not wait. They just take you down the stairs. So I remember when I thought about the question, I had this burning curiosity within me for just a few seconds. But the power of the energy was there. I remember feeling it. I put that need to know out into the universe, and the universe responded. The universe sent me the answer. You're welcome. Oh, gosh. Well, I should have looked it up online to get the answer, so I don't do that anymore. So the key to both experiences is the intention power supporting the thoughts. That energy holding no anxiety over failure. Florence really wanted the rose tree. She felt a passion for it and saw it being carried in her door. Well, I clearly remember the thoughts and feelings of wondering how do paramedics handle that kind of situation. I clearly remember the passion of wanting to know. And for whatever reason, I was totally focused in that moment, feeling the energy of my thoughts. And all these years later, it still feels that clear. But I don't remember what I had for lunch yesterday, but I remember those thoughts and that passion of feeling that wanting to know the answer. And then I thought about something else, leaving that power of that energy at an impassioned level, broadcasting out to the universe. Be aware of your energy, your thoughts, your words. They're manifesting what your life is, whether you're consciously focused or not. Because when you passionately send out that energy, and if it's negative and you don't change it, that negativity is going to come right back to you. But more exciting, if it's positive and that's what you want it to be, that comes right back to you too. Be aware. I cannot emphasize enough that the energy of our planet will support you to manifest the things and experiences you really want. OMG. Oh my God. I'm living proof. I live on a lake 1,000 miles away from where I was when I was drowning in fear. Now I'm free in another state, living on a lake where I'm safe. And when I first moved here, the guy across the street, he'd be away for a week and leave his garage door open. I manifested my new life by writing about how happy I was to already have it in my journal. Facing fear when it came up and immersing myself in gratitude. Gratitude of already living in this house, this or better, and feeling that freedom and safety before it actually happened. My angels had told me that the only way to escape was to build my new happy life within me, no matter what was happening outside of me, no matter what the environment was, and it worked. When I achieved that state of happiness in the face of adversity, everything fell into place for me to move. Money, a place to live. My brother volunteered to fly out and drive me here, and his plane ticket was only $49 one way. And I was supposed to have this place only for 8 months because the landlords rented it out by the week and weekend in the summer. But after I lived here for a few months, they offered to rent this place to me for as long as I live here. I want to live here. And I've been here 3 years. I immerse myself in not only the feeling of moving here, but what my life would be when I got here. Cooking in the kitchen, snuggling with magic on the sofa, looking out the window at the lake while I worked, which I can do right now. And a heron just flew by. Thank goodness Magic was asleep, or we'd all known about it. Sitting on the dock, breathing in the fresh air, I could feel the freedom, the safety of living here, and who I would be. And I wasn't faking till I made it. I was building a new life that I walked into. I remember unlocking the front door and seeing the lake out the window across the room, and all I could see was water because the sunroom's over a walkout basement. It felt perfect. I walked into my new life. But full transparency, you know, there were hiccups. The movers were not of integrity. They charged me another $1,300 to get what few things I was allowed to take with me. And once I was here, I had a lifetime of hurt to heal. Wounds that had been open and weeping for decades needed to heal, and I had to claim that healing, work toward that healing. It wasn't easy, but I did it anyway because I was not going to drag all that pain into my new life. I had to consciously choose on a daily, moment-by-moment basis at times, but choose I did. I consciously chose to live my heaven on earth life every day, and the Empowerment Journal supports me to remember to do that, because remembering to use our power is the key to everything. But to get back to your awareness, be aware. The energy of the planet will also support you to manifest what you don't want if you're passionate about not wanting something. Whatever you're worrying about, you'll not only manifest it, you'll manifest it quickly. When you actively, consciously choose to engage in the powerful energy of what it would feel like to have what it is you want, energy that's between you and what you want will reveal itself as resistance energy, a resistant feeling in your body. I held absolutely no resistance while wondering how paramedics would get people downstairs. Nope, no resistance there. Florence held no resistance energy over the lilies and the rose tree. But when resistance does reveal itself to you, you then have the golden opportunity to pull that darkness of resistance out into the light by observing it. And that observation opens the way for you to be free of the negative energy that's blocking you. Remember, darkness cannot exist in the light. Like turning on a light switch in a dark room, you get to see the baggage you've been carrying around. It's illuminated. It's revealed. It can no longer hide. This is what happens when you begin to shift your internal energy to the light of love that is your essence. What's been hidden in the dark becomes visible as a revelation of what's been hidden. You get triggered by something because the light's on now, and it's time to see through the dark, to see what's been holding you back, to understand and transform the thought patterns and neural pathways of belief that have been sabotaging you. To manifest the life you want to live, all you have to do is take one simple step. Shift your energy and sustain it. Change your energy, change your life. Remember, it isn't your job to know how. Consciously set your intention to release the need to know how. It's your job to identify what it is you want and feel that new life experience. Feel who you are, what you're doing, and immerse yourself into the gratitude, the fulfillment, the empowerment, the confidence of being who you truly wish to be. Then let the universe fill in the details and guide you to any action steps. Know and accept that the first action step is to hold the feeling of the vision. Some people may say, but I don't have the education I need, or I don't live in the right place, or the economy won't support what I want to do. Well, these are all excuses. Excuses for resistance. Excuses to stay in the less than love energy that creates more of what you don't want. Oh, and another important huge excuse is succumbing to the illusion of the darkness before the dawn. That time just before what we want comes to fruition. When we let anxiety come in, we don't physically see what we want being made manifest, so we let anxiety slip in under our radar. We succumb to stress. which means we're now in survival mode, breathing shallowly, and we can't think greater than we feel. We're in that thinking and feeling loop of having a negative thought, and then the body feels that yuckiness, and then the brain goes, yep, the body feels bad. So then, oh, here's another thought just like that one. It's very negative. Let's go right there. And we got that thinking and feeling going on of negativity. And since we've been breathing shallowly and probably holding our breath, now we're tired. So we fall prey to being afraid. We doubt and we worry that what we want won't manifest on time. And we succumb to the illusion of failure. There is no such thing as failure. What we judge as failure is an experience of proving methods that don't create the desired outcome, giving us the opportunity to try a different way. And so many times, what we judge as a failure, it could be the stepping stone to something wonderful. It could be something that has opened our eyes to see something better. And it could be that whatever it was that we wanted was the worst thing that could ever happen to us. And we got saved through what we judged as failure. Failure is a golden opportunity for something new. So let's get really clear on what all of this means with some action steps. Step number one. First, if you're stressed, and you probably are, because we're all at a level of stress in some way until we choose to do something different, because that's what the world is today. Take a deep breath, dropping your jaw on the exhale. And when you do that, instead of pursing your lips, if you just drop your jaw on the exhale, you're going to release that tension in your face. And do it again, and you start to release the tension in your neck. And with another deep breath and dropping that jaw, you release the tension in your shoulders. And if you haven't been incorporating breathing deeply throughout your day, this is a good time to start. Set a timer. I know you have a phone. You can set a timer on that phone once an hour, every 2 hours. I have a timer on my desk. It's set for 20 minutes. Remember, our typical way of breathing is shallowly. And if we get the least bit stressed and or focused on a task, that's what happens to me at my desk. I get focused and then I'm holding my breath. And that leads to starving our body of the vital oxygen it needs to function well. And that includes healing and the immune system. Step number two, bring your mind and heart back into harmony using the quiet, the mind-guided method I asked you to listen to before immersing yourself into each session. Listen to this until you can feel and or hear your heartbeat. If you cannot feel or hear your heartbeat, you're still at a level of survival mode that will not support you to think clearly. If you do not bring your mind and heart back into harmony before you begin working on manifesting something new, you won't. You won't manifest anything new. It is physically impossible to manifest something new when you're stuck in survival mode. Cannot be done. Instead, you recreate over and over again experiences that you do not want or like. This manifesting block happens because we cannot think greater than we feel. So when you're vibrating at a level of stress, which is anxiety, You're stuck there. Breathing into bringing your heart and mind back into harmony changes your internal energetic vibration. When your heart and mind are in harmony, when they're in coherence, you elevate your internal energy, and through that elevation of energy, you open the way to align with the superconscious higher self, that divinity within. And when you reside in this alignment, there is no fear, no anxiety, no resentment, no anger, no despair, no worry, no more separation from all that's good, no more separation from your divinity by the belief of sin, no more judgment of bad and good and worthy and good enough. There's only love, peace, bliss, oneness with the greater consciousness where you are safe and free from the illusion of pain and suffering being a necessity to create a better, happier life. Pain and suffering are optional. The question is, why do we keep choosing to suffer? When you elevate your heart and mind back into harmony, you open the way for the love of your essence to become dominant. When you do this, you create a new empowered loop of thinking and feeling, a loop based in love and gratitude and empowerment. You take control of your life in ways you've only dreamed of. And while we're here on this subject, if you're like me, when you were a kid, it was safer for you to be invisible, to not be seen so you could exist in some form of safety. And you people pleased so you wouldn't rock the boat. What you want didn't matter so long as you weren't in the spotlight, being made to feel ashamed that you had needs. And then when you grew up, it was safer for you to just go along with everyone else, continuing to be the wallflower, a part of the decor, invisible so you'd be safe. And then when something happened and you finally stood up for yourself, you used your power. No one listened. No one heard and no one saw you for the human that you are, who does have needs and dreams and a heart that loves. And from this state of invisible, you question your worthiness, whether you're good enough, whether you have any value, maybe even questioned if you're lovable. Well, let me tell you right now, you're important. You matter. You are worthy, deserving, and good enough to be, do, and have what brings your heart joy, whatever that is. And I want to acknowledge that you're seen, and I'd love to hear you on the private Facebook group asking any questions about this content and how to put it into practice so you do create and live your fulfilled square of life. So bring your heart and mind back into harmony every day, moment by moment when you need to. Be true to yourself and deflect the negativity of this physical world. Bring your heart and mind back into harmony and feel the heart space. Feel the peace, the confidence, the oneness. And then move to step three. So step number three is get really clear on what you want, why you want it, and how you're going to feel when you have it. Getting clarity on how you're going to feel and who you'll be once you have what you want, and then fully embodying that feeling, all those emotions, that state of being who you wish to be and how you wish to feel puts your manifesting power on steroids. What we must remember is this. The reason we want something is for the feeling it will give us. Everything is about the feeling. If we want a relationship, it's to feel loved. If we want money, it's to feel freedom, to feel safe for what money provides us. If it's a new car, it's about how we're going to feel driving that new car. If it's a business where we support other people to improve their lives, it's still about the feeling we'll get when we help that other person. The other person's improved life is involved too, but ultimately, it's about how we're going to feel because we help them. This is not selfish. This is reality. We have no control over how someone else feels or their behavior. The only person we have control over is ourselves, and we do have control over how we feel. One of our superpowers is the ability to consciously choose how we feel. And make no mistake, if you believe you don't have the power within you to feel happy instead of in desperation or despair, you're in for a happy awakening. Because you do have the power to consciously choose, you just have to do it. If you don't consciously choose the emotions you're feeling, then your body defaults to the dominant energy in your subconscious, and that dominant energy may be how upset you were 5 minutes ago, or yesterday, or last year, because those feelings, those emotions were passionate. The most passionate emotion is the dominant energy of your subconscious. And that less than love negative energy will continue to control and manifest your unhappy life over and over again until you change it. Believe me, I perfected manifesting terrible, awful experiences. I manifested not using my power to stop being collateral damage of someone else's decisions until I put a stop to the control of negativity. Until you put a stop to the control of negativity, you're going to continue to recreate exactly what you do not want. You have the power to change this. All you have to do is use it. Oh, and more full transparency. When I don't stay on top of my awareness of my internal energy, it's easy for fear to creep in. But with this in mind, if the most passionate energy you've been experiencing is love energy, the more you practice and embody that love energy, that passionate love energy of gratitude and confidence and fulfillment and empowerment, that becomes your dominant energy in your subconscious. I love that. Okay, step number four. Vision embodying that feeling of what you want. Be the person you will be when you have what you want now, when there's no sign of it in sight. Think the way you'll think when you have what you want. Fully immerse yourself into the feelings of confidence, relief, gratitude, empowerment, fulfillment, being safe, being free. Embody those feelings and love your life. See in your mind's eye that experience you want to manifest. Feel it with every cell of your being. The body is so subjective that when your eyes are closed and you're fully embodying that vision of what you want to create. Your body believes what you're seeing in your mind's eye, what you're feeling in your body. It believes it's really happening right now. And this is why we can trigger a panic attack with our thoughts. It's just this simple. So number five, hold this experience when you open your eyes. Feel and embody this new person who has their dreams made manifest. Hold this level of energy as you walk through your day like a waking, walking meditation. Feel, embody the energy, the gratitude, the relief, the confidence, the joy, the happiness, the empowerment. Feel it as you walk through your day. How does your new life feel? Refuse to allow outside stimulants to influence how you feel. And that means not engaging with less than love energy. No worry, no despair, no resentment, no anxiety. When you feel these emotions rearing their ugly heads, you have to cut their heads off. Yeah, that's a little graphic, but we're not pussyfooting around here. We mean business. Promise yourself no more being influenced by others on how you're going to feel. No more being influenced by the news, social media, an unexpected bill, your boss. Oh my gosh. I used to work for an architect in Colorado Springs. And when I would pull into the parking lot and his truck was there, I would burst into tears. I let him influence how I felt. And definitely, if you're feeling like that, you need to look for a new job. But that's how much power he had over me. I would burst into tears if I saw his truck in the parking lot. So, are you going to react negatively at first? When you hear news of things that are worrisome or troubling you or outraged, make you feel outraged? Yes, you probably are. You're going to feel those feelings because you're human. You're going to react. But the question is, how long are you going to stay in that outraged, worried, anxious energy? You get to choose how long you're going to stay in that energy. You can choose to feel and be something different. Decide now that you're not going to take that path. You're not going to go into that pit of despair or outrage or anxiety or worry. You're not going to do that anymore. Something you must remember, once the surprise of an outside stimulant wears off, it only takes a few seconds. You take in the information, you feel the feelings, you react, but then you have the opportunity just moments away from receiving that information. You have the opportunity and the power within you to make the conscious choice to embody a different emotion. That despair, anxiety, worry, anger, outrage that you were just feeling, kick that to the curb, evict those feelings from your body, and instead choose to feel gratitude, appreciation. Infuse the upsetting information that you just learned with love, and infuse it with love until you feel the love, transforming those stressful anxiety emotions that you were feeling to a love vibration, raising you above the experience where you can now breathe into your heart space where anything is possible. And whatever it was that happened, if it's directly involves you, You open the way for a higher outcome. You transcend the pain of that experience and open a way for something better to happen and to heal whatever it was from the past so that you're not dragging it into your future. You're not engaging with that less than love energy anymore, so life is different now. So those five steps are simple. And then it's rinse and repeat, moment by moment, until you've rewritten those neural pathways of belief that have been telling you it's not safe to do something new, to manifesting something new and different. The meditations will support you to do this. The Empowerment Journal is another tool that supports you to do this. You have the tools. Use them. When you've elevated your internal energy and your heart and mind are in harmony, and you've put out to the universe how awesome it would be to experience whatever it is you want, that feeling of needing to manifest something new that flushes out of your system because within your energy, you already have what you want. There's no need to control or to push manifesting because there's no separation between you and having what you want. In your mind's eye of visioning and feeling, you already have it. From this state, you are whole and complete. There is no lack, no suffering, no despair. No anxiety. You have everything you want and need now in this moment. And the bigger picture is this. You've claimed and are living your heaven on earth from within your heart. And that's the energy you're broadcasting out to the universe. And the universe responds, moving your life around to reflect your internal state of bliss. And that bliss becomes a mirror of your external experience. This becomes inevitable. It's the way energy works. It's the law. And again, if you feel the need to push or to control manifesting something, then you're vibrating in fear. You're not in that love state. You're not in gratitude. You're in fear. When you're embodying love, there is no need to push or to control because you already have what you want. And that doesn't mean that since you believe you have it, you're not going to get it because you already got it in your mind. No, it's creating. That experience is already molding into the experience. And again, it becomes inevitable for you to experience it. Ask and ye shall receive. Embody the feeling of already having received. Ask your angelic team to help you. They will. Ask them to show you the next action steps to take and to support you with the strength to take them. That action step may be to simply hold the full embodiment of belief that you've already received. That action step is definitely to feel the person you will be when you have what you want. How will you dress? What will you think? Will you be confident? Well, the answer is yes. Will you worry about money? Well, that answer is no, you will not. So don't worry about money now. Worry does nothing to improve your life. The energy of worry supports you to manifest what you do not want and in short order because it's an impassioned emotion. The energy of worry will make your body sick, locking in that yucky energy into your cells and the systems of your body, trapping you in survival mode where it's impossible to bring your heart and mind into harmony. You have the power to to overcome all of this. All you have to do is consciously use it. So I've added a treatment for immediate supply to the Masterclass Central webpage in the session number 8 section. And you'll find where I've spoken the word to anchor the intention for the treatment. And this treatment was recorded live from a previous Game of Life class. So you can take in that spoken word. You can say it out loud for yourself. You can rewrite it, of course, to whatever works best for you, what resonates with you in the very cells of your being. And then use the treatment for immediate supply as a template for your own treatments. I've also added a money visioning meditation treatment. I think you're going to like it. It's one of my favorites. It's only 15 minutes long. And when I listen to it the first time, especially when it's first thing in the morning, like before I get out of bed, I'm listening to it and I'm moving into that vibration. And then it's complete. And then I listen to it a second time. And oh my gosh, the energy is amazing. Listening to it twice, one right after the other. Yeah, the second time it's even more empowering. Okay, so let's recap what we've covered in this chapter. We unpacked and learned that we subconsciously make improving our lives difficult or hard. And now we know that the reality is that we each have the power to live prosperous, happy lives, no matter what our circumstances, our geographic location, or our education. Not only do we have the power, but it's our birthright to be happy in whatever form happiness is for us. We understand now that to change our life, all we have to do is change the energy within us, that energetic vibration of our words, our thoughts, and our feelings. They manifest our reality. And it does from within to without, and it's just that simple. And now we have the insight to understand how and to move that energy and the support tools to move and mold it. We have a deeper insight to how the anxiety of survival mode controls us and how to stop it. We have the power to fulfill our square of life and live our version of heaven on earth. If you have any questions about this, please post in the private Facebook community. I'll answer. And we can all discuss. That would be so awesome. Again, like always, we are moving a tremendous amount of energy. So please be gentle with yourself and drink lots of water. There's so much energy that's moving. The light is coming in. It's illuminating the darkness. And the darkness cannot exist in the light. And the whole world is, it's like everything's been taken out of the closet. And now we're deciding what works, what do we want to keep, and putting those things back in the closet so we can reorganize. But we can choose to live in that chaos and be influenced by it or not. You can choose to live the life that is your dreams fulfilled. You can choose to live that right now when there's no sign of it in sight. You can feel it in your body, in your heart, and live it. I would really love it if you would take a few minutes after you've listened to this class or this session, if you would take a few moments and write out your thoughts and your experiences of this masterclass and share them with me as a testimonial for others. I would really love that if you could do that. Okay, so next week we're going to dive into chapter 9, perfect self-expression or the divine design, and that completes our content.